I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama House of Representatives will take up debate on a lottery proposal championed by Governor Robert Bentley after it narrowly passed the Senate last week. The bill would put the establishment of an Alabama lottery to the voters for the first time since 1999. The House Tourism Committee could hear the bill as early as tomorrow. Meanwhile, senators have advanced a bill that could help fill an immediate $85 million hole in the state's Medicaid budget. The Senate Tourism and Marketing Committee approved a measure on Friday that would use $450 million of incoming BP settlement money to pay down state debt and nearly $200 million on road projects in coastal Alabama counties. That bill has already passed the House, but it's expected to hit a roadblock on the Senate floor. Senator Paul Sanford of Huntsville says he'll push for a substitute bill. He believes the money should go towards state debt and Medicaid, not road projects. Heart disease is considered the number one killer of Alabamians. A new report from the American Heart Association says more exercise and less sitting can reduce that health risk. The study says 30 minutes of moderate exercise can help prevent heart disease and strokes. Danielle Devers is with the Birmingham chapter of the American Heart Association. She says daily exercise only works, though, if the people avoid sitting down too much, either at home or on the job.
About 80 to 90% of employees have more than 6 hours of sitting each day. And that is why our heart disease risk continues to increase year after year. So we really are encouraging more workplaces to become sit-friendly.
Devers says about 300 Birmingham area businesses participate in the American Heart Association's program called the Fit Friendly Workplace. Close to 13,000 Alabamians die of heart disease or strokes each year. The Alabama League of Women Voters is encouraging citizens to get informed and get out and vote in tomorrow's municipal elections. The League wants voters to check their designated polling places, as municipal voting precincts may be different from locations for state and national elections. Catherine Byrd is the first vice president of the Alabama League of Women Voters. She says even though the presidential vote is in November, municipal elections are still very important.
When you vote for the people who are running who are close to home, they are the ones that control a lot of things in your daily life, things like how much sales tax you pay or support for the library.
The elections will be held across the state of Alabama and all but the state's largest cities. Polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now for today's forecast.
Conditions this Monday morning starting off dry, along with a mixture of sun and clouds. And by this afternoon, we'll see an increase of clouds, along with the opportunity for some scattered showers and storms developing south of the I-20 line. But overall, many staying dry for today, which is a relief after the amount of rain we've seen in the past couple of days. I'm WVUA's Reggie Rokes, and that's your local forecast.